Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Michal Juriš from Slovakia, one of the participants, one of the filmmakers who was delighted to be part of the Future Frame strand here in Karlovy Vary this year, presenting the film Warm Comedy about depression, madness and unfulfilled dreams. Thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure on my side.
So, just as a first question to introduce you to our listeners, what is it that attracted you to filmmaking, and what can you tell us a little bit about the journey that took you to where you are today here in Karlovy Vary?
What takes me to filmmaking? Actually, it's not like this interesting story or something. You just been there like from the day one, literally. I just always knew that.
Very good.
But both my parents was like theater actors and eventually became directors, but that's another point. The point is like the theater wasn't for me, so I want to do a film, and they've been like really supportive, and I want to thank them. Yeah.
So why was the theater not? Why did you pick film over theater?
I don't know, actually. It's just been like closer to me somehow in more ways. Literally, I've been grow up in theater as a kid. Like, I haven't been in kindergarten. I've just been in theater playing with. Yeah, actually, the first theater I've been growing up when my parents been working there, it was a puppet theater. So I've been like these creative kids playing with puppets and making their own puppets and stuff like that.
Wow. You know, you mentioned that the love of cinema was there from day one.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Like love for films or love for an interest in filmmaking that you developed early?
Yeah, interest in film as a whole and filmmaking as well. Because I've been just watching movies, binge-watching, you can say.
Any particular type of movie that you got passionate about quite early?
I get in particular type eventually, you know. But basically every movie, it's kind of unusual for a little kid to watch like these old movies, but I love them.
I always like to ask that because I'm a cinephile myself, and I got into the cinema quite early too, so I'm always fascinated to hear like what is there other people that are like this. So there is, apparently, because here you are, and you are also making films now, and the film obviously that you're presenting here as part of Future Frame is Warm Comedy about depression, madness and unfulfilled dreams. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that, the story, just as much as you'd like?
Story. I would love to say something maybe about the process or more than this actual story.
Please do.
Yeah, thank you. So I got my own actor-director technique, right, which I synthesize over the years. And somehow it starts with the alternative theaters from Slovakia. And from them I saw what it means to collective work, like work with actors and these different approaches. And it's like a whole different world. It was like, wow, yeah, this is it. And after that I started reading books from Grotowski and great directors like him, and start to dig more into this concept, and I found it's like there are many actor director approaches, you know. Yeah. And many of course actor methods. Yeah. And that's the thing which I'm exploring still, is like constants. That's why I say I synthesize, because it's every single time it's something new, something different. I'm just pushing it somewhere, the borders of the creativity.
Which leads you to make a comedy about depression, madness, and fulfilled dreams. That's not very funny. Like, immediately you hear those words and you don't start laughing, right?
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, is that you're depressed.
Yeah, exactly. It's a joke. Also, the long name is a joke.
Yeah.
I love the name. Because at the very beginning, everything, every theme, every subject matter, it has to be like really, really personal to for me to have a reason to tell the story, actually, because why else would I reason to make a film about something what I'm not so interesting? So depression, madness and everything, it's like empirism for me, you know, like personal experiences. And I wrote it down, the title, which is the theme, and with this director-actor methods of mine, I start to script writing with an actual actors, you know, because we've been sitting together and sharing our own experiences, life experiences, and it's great because our egos, our let's say like dark sides of personality, let's stick with egos, goes away, right? Because we've been totally honest, totally open to each other, yeah. And we became closer, right? Because yeah, makes sense. Because we start to get know each other, like from childhood and traumas and everything, and for me as a director, it's just great to get to know the actors so well, right? Because I can refer for emotions better, get closer to them, just tell them this is the and then for them it's also like great because there is no like when they meet first time on set and hi and we're gonna act together. I just need to rehearse a lot. And also there's another reason when it's imprisoned experiences from life, they just act better. It's also they script, they something personal.
It seems to me like just the way you work with the actors, and you mentioned some influence from the theater, that despite the fact that you did choose films, the theater thing is still there, right?
Yeah, indeed it is, yeah.
That's okay, like, you know, it's all about, you know, borrowing techniques from other things and using them to the best of their, you know, that you can use them. I'd just like to, because we have to wrap it up, I'd like to ask you about your experience here at Future Frames and what you hope to gain from it.
Oh, they already, like, gained at least, like, this small legitimization of this creative process of screenwriting everything, because I'm like this let's say like enfant terrible in Slovakia industry, you know, because I refuse to direct commercially and everything, because I it just didn't make sense for me. I didn't get the reason. So and also this type of mine of works, you know, when I rehearse a lot and doing crazy things and stuff like that. So it legitimized my process for the corporations, industries or audiovisual fund, which give me money only on the trust in my work, not on the script or something like that. So that's the fun fact, like I'm the one and only guy which gets money without the script from a government, so like an audiovisual fund.
That's interesting. All right, well, it was a great pleasure talking with you. It's so fascinating to hear about your process, and I wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.